media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions into them as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing just fine. A 1-1 week, two completely different games for you guys. Fall 79-61 on the road at Drexel, but then come home and look impressive once again, winning 89-79 over Charleston. Talk about those two games.
Well, very different games for sure. You know, at Drexel, we were outplayed in every phase of the game, outworked. One team had a lot of excitement for playing and one didn't. And I'm not really sure I've been a part of a game where there seemed to be quite so little interest in playing the game hard. So we really got out in manhandled at Drexel. I mean, compliments to them. They played great. They defended hard. They played with excitement. They shared the ball. And honestly, we were never in the ball game. And turned around a couple nights later and played a much better basketball game here at home against Charleston. Very different feeling among our team, very different spirit about our team, and played a great first half, an okay second half, but had enough of a cushion to hang on, I guess. But I think we beat a really fine team in Charleston, and they've proven that during the course of the season. But in that game, we played really well together, defended better. Did a really nice job on the glass. You know, I think we gave up only 3 offensive rebounds, if I remember correctly. But good way to finish the week.
You guys have been just so impressive at home, blowing people out by double digits, I think, in your last 5 or 6 games. But like you said, have missed that energy some on the road. Have you been able to put a finger on it, other than, I know we've talked about the assist numbers quite a bit, and that's been one big key, but put a finger at least on the energy level?
Not really. I mean, if I had, I'd have changed it, corrected it a long time ago. But you know, we haven't been – we've had a couple really stinker games on the road. We played very poorly at Delaware and low energy at Northeastern early in the year. But we've also been in a position to win a lot of games on the road and haven't been able to hold on. So it wasn't energy there. It was – you know, just the road troubles, I guess. But Towson, we led almost the entire ball game. Trying to backtrack a little bit at Charleston, the first time we led most of the ball game for the last 4 or 5 minutes. At Elon, similar type game. So it's not that we haven't played hard on the road. We've had some ugly ones, but we still have confidence that we can play well on the road.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those, Pasha.
Your first question comes from the line of David Driver with Glenn Allen News.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Hey, Justin Pierce, of course, was a big-time scorer here in Illinois in high school. Sort of talk about his adjustment to the college level and just how he's done being, you know, seeing action off the bench for you guys.
Well, he's a great young man, and I think a great young player. He's probably not played the minutes that he wants this year, but he happens to be playing behind a great senior in Omar Pruitt right now. But we think Justin is played really well for us. He got a chance to start or play a lot of minutes. I'm not sure he started actually at Towson a week ago. We had a flu bug running through our team a little bit, and performed extremely well. I think he had 10 points, 5 rebounds, in extended minutes. So we know he can produce, it's hard for a player of his ability, not to play 25, 30 minutes a game, but. That's part of the transition to college at times. But I think he's a huge, huge part of our future, and have a lot of confidence when we put him on the floor right now.
And if I could just follow up, another guy from this area, of course, is David Cohn, a junior guard. Obviously, he's been a big part of you guys. Just sort of talk about his season this year.
Well, we love that area. I mean, we recruit the Midwest, particularly that Chicago area, really hard. And David's a young guy we recruited out of high school, and he ended up going to Colorado State. And,
right.
Fortunately for us, he made a decision to join us. But he's been a real key player. I mean, when David plays well, we play well. I think a great example, in our last game, he had 7 assists and no turnovers. As many minutes as he played and as much as he handles the ball, that's an incredible stat for a – particularly against the number one defensive team in our league. So just a real key player. You know, we want David to continue to try to improve his defense. And really, honestly, wanting to look to score the ball a little bit more. He's so unselfish that he can score, but he just sometimes looks for others too much, which is a nice problem to have.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Coach. I'll see you Thursday.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
you obviously have had a lot of some injuries, and like you mentioned, the flu and all that stuff that kind of hampered you lately. You've had a few days off since Saturday. Is everybody full go now?
Yesterday was the first day in about 10 days that we had everybody at practice. It was a great feeling, and I hope that's all behind us now. I really do.
How much does something like that disrupt not only your games, but just preparation?
Well, it's incredibly disruptive. I almost hate to talk about it because it always sounds just like an excuse, but it is a fact. I mean, we went through a week to 10-day period where, you know, Omar Pruitt, Jack Whitman, Paul Rowley, Greg Malinowski just didn't practice with us, and had Omar missed a game. Jack played a little bit here or there, so it's disruptive. Every team goes through it, so I really don't want to overblow it. You don't want to use it as an excuse. It is a fact. We went through it, and that's one reason I was so impressed with our performance on Saturday, is we had been through a very difficult week of things, and certainly played poorly at Drexel, and found a way to come back and have a good performance at home, which against a great team, which was very pleasing.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from the line of Josh Wallfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
You kind of touched on this in the questions that Rob were asking you, but you look around the league, particularly in the bottom three-fourths of the standings, and there is a vast discrepancy between the home records of teams and their road records. Can you sort of, I guess, touch on why you think this year especially there's been such a vast discrepancy in those records?
Well, I haven't really looked. I mean, I know ours is vastly different, but I just think it takes a different level of toughness to win in the road, especially in this league, or in any league, quite frankly. But, I mean, it takes a different level of toughness physically and mentally. And I've said this to my team, but I think the difference in our team this year in the last three or four is that we haven't shown that we have that toughness on a consistent basis. And, in recent years, we've been a really good road team. And as a result, you know, we're winning 20-odd ball games a year. But this team hasn't proven it has that yet. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you have to adjust to a crowd. You have to adjust to different rims. And you have to adjust to a different ball. I think that's a thing that a lot of people don't really give enough attention to is they're probably, I can name three, but it may be four different balls used in our league, and you know the Spalding's very different than the Nike, and when you play with one ball all day, so we've tried to order enough balls that when we go to a team that's using the Nike, we try to practice with that, but I think that's a factor, and it comes down to the fact that, you know, the teams that or at the top of your league are the teams that went on the road. And the teams that are battling in the middle of the pack, you know, trying to find a way, are the teams that haven't proven that they can do that on a consistent basis. So a lot of factors involved.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.